Psalm 92, let us worship God in the opening verses, Psalm number 92, verses 1 to 6. Pray. Eternal God, it is with a sense of gratitude that we would seek again the face of God. We acknowledge that so often we are sluggish on the morning and indeed in the evening. And we have been reminded in the psalm that the psalmist would call upon God in the morning and in the evening. God would hear his voice. We pray that we would take seriously the actual words of the scripture, not simply the general message, but the detailed message. We know that very often, even in human terms, the real meaning is in the small print and in the almost casual references. And so in the scripture we find those choice portions at times almost hidden. And yet for those who seek, they will find the truth of God. And those who listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd will learn to appreciate more and more what he says, to love what he says, and increasingly devote their lives to following him. This is the way it is in nature. This is the way it is in the spiritual realm. And our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us in these simple illustrations of himself as the Good Shepherd and in other parables which are not difficult to understand, telling us great dimensions of truth in a manner that is suitable for our taste and for our condition. We are children, O God, and we need to be spoon-fed, as it were, and we need so often the milk rather than the meat, and sometimes we can hardly take the strong meat of the word. We fall into dullness of hearing so easily, O Lord. Casual hearing, familiarity easily breeds contempt. And so we pray that as we gather here this morning yet again, that our hearts would be alive and alerted to the things of God, and that we would hear that voice speaking to us yet again. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that we are still able to gather together. We give thanks that we still have a measure of health and strength so to do. We give thanks that we have the inclination that has taken us to this place this morning. And we give thanks, O God, that we are given an assurance that those who come will never be turned away, that those who ask shall receive, those who seek shall find, and those who knock at God's door, the door shall be opened to them, and those who come to the throne of grace will find always the same provision according to the promise, finding mercy and grace to help in times of need. So as we wait now, O Lord, in the courts of thy house, we pray that our souls would be willing and open and malleable under the influence of the Spirit and the Scriptures to be more and more conformed to the image of God's dear Son. We pray, Lord, for the church generally throughout the world in these strange days. Closures, partial closures, closed downs, easing of closures. Our head almost spins with the complexity and the implications for our lives, and we hardly know whether we're in the law or out of the law at times. But we pray that we would walk in God's ways. So we pray for the churches. We pray for the churches that are perhaps discouraged in these days of uncertainty, in these days, O Lord, when there is a contradiction of voices, not only among the politicians, but even among the leaders of the church. There are those who say, we should do this or we should do that. We should close or remain open. There are those who say that we are on the very verge of the last days and that these things surrounding us are surely the finger of God in judgment and in warning and in the portents of the end. So much, O Lord, of differences of opinion and experience, we pray that we would listen to the Scriptures always and be guided by the way in which there is a common sense approach to life in the Bible, watching carefully right up to the day when Christ comes, not looking for signs or wonders, not mapping out programs of God's secret dealings with the world. We recognize, Heavenly Father, that God does all things well and wise and is in no hurry to accomplish his great purposes of grace, but rather in sparing us for another day, giving us time to repent. And we're reminded in the Scriptures that God is not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. And each day is another day of grace and opportunity and gospel invitation. So we give thanks, Heavenly Father, that Jesus Christ has not come yet. We give thanks that he is postponing his coming, and yet he comes quickly, that he postpones because it means that gospel invitations are still extended and the day and the door of salvation is not yet shut and over. So we pray for the church in these days to be encouraged to preach the gospel, whether in public gatherings or whether over the internet or telephone link-ups. The word of God is never bound, And our fellowship is not necessarily seeing one another or being in one another's presence, but ultimately our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. And in that Trinitarian fellowship, we have fellowship together. So help us to worship this morning sensibly, rationally, spiritually devoted, raising our voices in glad praise, giving thanks to God for so great salvation and for this another day to hear of this so great salvation. This is our prayer, O God, as we seek again thy face. And always for God's glory we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we are going to read in the Gospel of John chapter 10. And we're reading the final verses of this chapter. We'll pick up the reading at verse 19. You may remember last time we were looking at these verses 19 to 21 and considering this division that there was concerning Christ. Some were totally rejecting him. Some were only partially rejecting him, but nonetheless not committed to him. So we'll pick up the reading where we left off last time. There was a division therefore again among the Jews for these sayings, and many of them said, he is a devil, a demon, literally a demon, demon possessed, and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming, because I said I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spoke of this man were true, and many believed on him there. And so on. Amen. And always we remind you of these brief notices. The evening service, of course, at 6 o'clock this evening. And again, we gather, God willing, at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And then next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m., as our usual services. A welcome, of course, is always extended to visitors with us, and we are glad to have you. And we remind you always, of course, to observe health rules if we don't obey these rules, I could be fined a few $1,000s for conducting a service disobedient to the regulations in place in these days. And I'm sure you wouldn't want that to happen to me. And so I'm asking you, for your own good and mine, to observe distance and common sense sanitation rules. This virus is working its way up the coast. It is now reported in some of the northern suburbs, and it is showing no signs of leaving us alone. We now receive the offering. Psalm number 92, we continue in this psalm from verse 7 to 11.